Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome into Outkick the Show. I'm your fearless leader, Clay Travis. I hope all of you are having fantastic Wednesdays. It is NCAA Tournament Eve. I know. We'll talk about Virginia's debacle last night against Colorado State. I still don't call the play-in games the official NCAA tournament. I'm talking about tomorrow when all of you are suddenly going to feel sick. Maybe a lot of you starting to get that little throat tingle, a little bit of stomach issue that suddenly is going to render you unable to make it into the office on either Thursday or Friday. I'm on to your game. I've been a part of it before. I've got some picks for you. And also, Kelly Stewart and I are doing an NCAA tournament gambling special, which we're going to tape right after this show. This is live. Hello. I love all of you. That will air, I think, sometime on Wednesday night on Outkick. It'll be up tomorrow morning. You can listen to it. I've got 16 picks up for Thursday, and you guys are going to enjoy it, I think. But I want to tell you, I've also got some winners for you from Prize Picks, and they're America's number one fantasy sports app. Over 3 million members, and unlike other apps, it's just you against the number, not the house, not a competitive field. You look at the numbers, you're either on them or you're against them. You can win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000, whether it's tournament season like it is right now, or it's the fight for the playoffs in hockey, or in the NBA, you can get it on the action. $100 right now. I'm giving you $100. Really, PrizePicks is. But me, I'm giving you $100. If you go to prizepicks.com right now, put in the code OUTKICK with a $100 deposit, you will get $100 back. Double your money right off the top. And I'm going to give you picks here coming up in a little bit that I think all of you should dive in on. And I hope we're going to have a winner for Thursday's NCAA tournament action when it comes to Prize Picks. Download the app today. Like I said, you get $100 if you deposit up to $100. Match, you put in $50, they'll give you $50. It's free money direct to your account. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. PrizePicks.com, code OUTKICK. That way, right over my shoulder. You can't miss it. You should go sign up right now. Must be present in certain states and Canadian provinces. Void where prohibited. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, let's dive in. A lot of different stories out there, but I actually wanted to start. Well, let's start with UVA. All right. Dan Wetzel, buddy of mine, he writes at Yahoo Sports. He asked the question, and he was laying it out there, and I thought it was a good one, and this ties in with what Stephen A. said. I thought this was really interesting. Let me make sure I got it pulled up and that I've got it out there. When you look at what's happened with UVA in the tournament, Virginia basketball recent NCAA tournament results. 2024, last night, got whipped by Colorado State. 2023, lost the first game. 2022, no bid. 2021, lost first game. 2019, won the national championship. 2018, lost the first game. As a fan, would you take that deal? I think it's a great question. Stephen A. Smith said, you got to fire Tony Bennett. The style that he plays is too boring. I disagree 100%. I think if you win a national championship at a school that has virtually no history, Adam, look up the UVA basketball history. I know they had Ralph Sampson back in the day, but for most of my life, two generations, UVA was not any good before they got Tony Bennett really kind of rolling there. They didn't make a lot of Elite Eights. I don't know if they had ever been to a Final Four in a modern era before. Look up their history and share it with me. To me, a national title at a non-traditional powerhouse that had not won a national title in the modern era before basically gets you almost lifetime tenure. And I'll speak to it for myself. If Rick Barnes wins a national title this year, I would allow Rick Barnes to be the coach of the Tennessee basketball program until he can't coach anymore. And what is he, like 68 or 69 year old? I would give him lifetime tenure. I was ready to give Bruce Pearl lifetime tenure at the University of Tennessee. I wouldn't feel the same in football necessarily, right? Like if Josh Heupel won the national title next year and then he was bad for a decade, I would move on because I think Tennessee is more of a traditional power in football. Some of you are going to say, no, you're not, you know, but you look at the data, they are. I think the idea that Tony Bennett should be fired, if you win a national championship, you've got protection for at least a decade, probably 15 years from being fired going forward, even if the team starts to fall apart. Again, that's how much one national championship matters to me. Some of you are going to disagree. I understand that UVA was ugly performance last year. They're still making the tournament. They made the tournament in 24, play in 23, 21, 2018. They didn't get a bid in 2022. They stupidly shut down the tournament in 2020, which I'm still not happy about. But I would take win a national championship in a heartbeat at Tennessee, even if we didn't win a first round game for the next decade. That's how much to me a national championship means. So you trade the national championship for a decade at least of futility. And I would argue making the NCAA tournament is not actually futility. It's kind of hard to make the NCAA tournament year in and year out. So I would rather win an occasional championship and not make the NCAA tournament or not make runs than I would to be in a position where you make the NCAA tournament pretty regularly, like Tennessee does now, but you never make a run. There's never any change. You're just waiting for the other shoe to drop. To me, that's not difficult. All right, couple of other things here. Let me go ahead and give you my picks, all right? This is, what do I got here? Six different players, and I'm trying to be super positive on this. This is my Prize Picks picks. You can go to OutKick. You can make this bet at prizepicks.com using the code OutKick. I think $100 will turn into like $1,000 if we hit on this. $10 will turn into $100. I think it's 10 to 1. You can play in California. You can play in Texas. You can make your picks in Georgia, over 30 different states. Caleb Love, more than 18.5 for UNC. Michi Johnson, all positive. I'm only going Moores here. More than 12.5 points. Reed Shepard, more than 12.5 points. DJ Burns, more than 12.5 points. Hunter Dickinson, more than 19.5. And Zakai Ziegler, more than 22.5 on points, rebounds, and assists. Why am I taking all of these? Caleb Love, I think, is going to come out gunning for UNC. Michi Johnson, I think South Carolina has been underrated all year. Reed Shepard, I love him. He could be the number one overall pick for Kentucky. Think he's going to come out, score a lot of points. Zakai's playing against his brother. I think he'll have a triple-double. predicting a triple-double for him. DJ Burns is the engine that fueled the NC State run, five straight wins. I think he's on a good run and will continue. And then Hunter Dickinson, with the injuries that we've seen to Kansas, I think Hunter Dickinson is going to be able to have some success. So those are all, I believe I've got this right, Thursday games. I have got six picks. If you don't want to make all six, you can make variations of them. Four wins is 10-1. Somebody look it up. Is this like a 30-1, 40-1? It's a big payoff if we hit on all six of these. Encourage you to make it. Encourage you to get those prize pick signups in. You get $100 if you deposit $100 just for signing up. Must be present in certain states and Canadian provinces. Void where prohibited. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. All right, that's the prize picks special for Thursday. I want to hit this. One of the issues that I think a lot about now, a lot of you are going to say, "What, Clay, getting old. Next month I'll turn 45. There's a ranking here for overall happiness in countries. This is the Wall Street Journal that I'm reading from. Finland, this is the top 10 happiest countries. Finland is one, Denmark two, Iceland three, Sweden, Israel, the Netherlands, Norway, Luxembourg, Switzerland, and Australia are the 10 happiest countries in the world, according to this study. And then you have New Zealand is 11, Costa Rica is 12, Kuwait is 13, Austria 14, Canada 15. The United States is the 23rd happiest country in the world, according to this study. And what stood out to me was, this is the lowest we've ever been in this study. They've been doing it for a while. People who are 60 and older would put the United States as the 10th happiest country in the world. Okay. People who are under 30 would make the United States the 62nd happiest country in the world. 62nd. No other country in the top 25 has as large of a gap between people over the age of 60 and people under the age of 30. A gap of 52 in the rankings. That's why we're 23, because young people are profoundly unhappy in the United States. And by the way, where are young people happy? Israel. Israel young people are the second happiest in the world. You might know that Israel is currently at war with Gaza. So if you had to choose right now, hey, would you rather, and you're mandated, I believe, in Israel to have to serve in the armed forces, who do you think has an easier life right now, Americans or Israelis? I think most of you would say Americans do. Costa Rica, 30 and under, 11th happiest. Kuwait, 14th happiest. Maybe it's 16. My eyesight's not great. You look at all this list, Lithuania. People, young people in Lithuania are the happiest in the world. Do you think American youth or Lithuanian youth have a harder lifestyle right now? Right? I mean, this is all interesting. And it is true that as you age, you tend to get happier. Usually unhappiness peaks in like your 20s, 30s, and 40s. And then in your 50s, 60s, and 70s, your happiness goes back up. Okay. Why is this happening? I don't think there's very many people out there that would argue that this is happening, that young people are profoundly unhappy in America today. What's causing this? I think it's the woke ideology. I think the decline in religion has led many people to embrace wokeism as a religion. And the religion of wokeism is incredibly nihilistic. It teaches you that America is a profoundly evil country, that the legacy of slavery makes everyone a victim or a colonizer, that everyone is responsible for everything awful that has ever occurred, and no one gets credit for anything good that has ever occurred. And I don't buy for people under the age of 30 that their lives are worse than people over the age of 60, right? World War II, the Great Depression, Vietnam, the Civil Rights era. The reality is people that are older than you, if you are watching me right now and you're in your 20s or you're in your 30s, people who are older than you had far tougher lives than you have. I get it. Education's expensive. The Biden administration costs have skyrocketed. Rent is expensive. Mortgage rates are high. Not disputing any of that. I'm just here to tell you that your life is better from an economic perspective than your average person in Lithuania, who are profoundly happy, and your life is less dangerous than the average person in Israel, and they're way happier than you too. What's happened? I think there is an incredible void and absence of purpose in American life. And I think young people are so desperate for meaning that many of them have bought into this wokeism ideology, which teaches you that your gender is made up, that you can be any gender. It teaches you that American history is awful and racist and indefensible. It also teaches you, unfortunately, you have lots of free time because America's so wealthy and you have so many incredible luxuries that you can all sit around on your phone and you sit there on social media scrolling through and you're all jealous of somebody else who's richer or prettier or has more or has better lifestyle than you do. And it leads to profound unhappiness. It's you. This is important. You are responsible for your own happiness and your own self-worth. No one else is. I tell my kids this all the time. I got a 16-year-old, a 13-year-old, and a 9-year-old. Three boys. Nobody else exists to make you happy. Nobody else exists to fulfill your life's ambition or to make you pleased with what happens in your life. Not your partner, not your mom and dad, not your teachers. It's on you. The only hand you can rely on is the one at the end of your sleeve. And if you are unhappy, it's not the world, it's not the president, it's not what somebody else said on social media. It's because you aren't tough enough to maintain and own your own pursuit of happiness. United States, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The pursuit of happiness. The pursuit. You chase it. It is on you to find your own level of happiness. And if you are profoundly unhappy, I would suggest to you that you should be upset about all the people out there that are trying to teach you that you're a victim and that your country sucks and that everybody around you is making your life so hard. Grab your damn binky and curl up in the fetal position if you want to and get on your phone and scroll through and look at all the other people out there that are doing better than you. Or you can sack up, man or woman, you ain't some in between, and decide that you are going to own your own life's history. And let me tell you, the moment that you grab control of your narrative and that you own the outcome of your life, your happiness is going to start to go up. Because self-reliance is a pathway to happiness. Because what you learn is that it's not the external world that is creating the way you feel inside. It's your brain. You own it. No one else can make you happy. The right boyfriend is not going to make you happy. The right girlfriend is not going to make you happy. The right husband is not going to make you happy. The right wife is not going to make you happy. The right job is not going to make you happy. You control the key to whether you're going to be happy. And guess what? Even happy people sometimes aren't happy. Sometimes you have to self-regulate your feelings and actually examine them and say, am I logically being a pussy right now? Is this really that big of a deal? The pursuit of happiness is all internal. You might think I'm an old guy and I got no idea what I'm talking about. I think most people would say I've been pretty happy most of my life. Doesn't mean that everything's been great. I've been fired a bunch of times. I've had a lot of times where I didn't have very much money. I've had a lot of times where my wife is mad at me. I've had a lot of time where everything's not going perfect with my kids or not going perfect with work or not going perfect in the larger external world. But I found a way to be happy. And it's not because America's an awful racist country. If that were true, why are millions of people willing to risk their entire lives to get here? If you're starting to think, and I know a lot of you are, maybe you're watching this on TikTok, maybe you're watching this on Instagram. If you're starting to think a lot of what you're being told by people around you isn't actually healthy for you, and maybe it's not even true, you're probably right. Take control of your media environment. Take control of your external environment. Take control of your life. Pursue happiness on your own devices. Sometimes that means getting off your devices. Following people who constantly drag you down, don't allow it. I saw a college football coach, I thought, made a great analogy. He said, you can't surround yourself with energy vampires. It's a great phrase. If you find yourself surrounded by groups of people that constantly drain your energy and pull you down and don't believe in your own success, you got to find a new circle. Don't allow yourself to be overcome by people surrounding you that are dragging you down. Surround yourself by people who want to uplift you, who want to believe that you can achieve something more. That's all great, but understand that ultimately, only one hand, the one at your end of your sleeve, is responsible for whether you succeed or fail. And once you do that, once you condition your mind to understand that nobody else controls whether you succeed or fail, I guarantee you, you will start to be happier, because when you are the master of your own fate, you will find that your overall happiness starts to grow. You're very fortunate to live in America. 99% of the people in other countries in the rest of the world would trade countries with you in a heartbeat. You're not a victim. The world is not aligned against you. You are tougher than you think you are, and you are capable of more than you believe. This has been my TED Talk. Stop being a pussy. Own your own fate. Own your own future. Stop whining and get dominant. I tell my kids two things every day. They make fun of me, but I do it. When I drop them off at school, I say, I only want you to do two things: dominate and have fun. If you dominate and you have fun, you're going to succeed. That's my charge to all of you. About this ridiculous happiness ratings gap. You know what's challenging? Being on a ship having to get off while Nazis are firing at you. You know what's challenging? 35% unemployment rate. You know what's not challenging? The Wi-Fi being spotty in your house. Stop being a pussy. Get control of your life. What else do we have out here? Don, I saw this and I enjoyed this. There's nothing wrong with having high standards. And high expectations. But I saw this from, let me make sure that I got this. Don Lemon, you know, he was doing the show with Elon Musk. And Don Lemon had a great demand here. Don Lemon, for his new show, supposedly wanted a Tesla Cybertruck, $5 million in upfront cash, an $8 million yearly salary, an equity stake in Twitter/X, and the right to approve any changes in Twitter policy as it related to news content. That's an incredible series of demands, all right? I don't begrudge any talent that tries to get as much as they can because we live in a market-based system. You never hear me say, I don't think Stephen A. Smith deserves his money. I don't think Pat McAfee deserves his money. I don't think Bill Simmons deserves his money or Dave Portnoy or me. I want everybody to make as much money as they can. But Don Lemon is a dime a dozen, and he thinks he's a $100 bill. And I just see these demands, and I laugh, and I think Elon Musk just said, you know what, you're not really worth this. Kicked him to the curb. Thought it was pretty funny. What else we got here? Shohei Ohtani made his Dodgers debut, talking about a lot of money. I'm excited for Major League Baseball season to be back and for everybody to be underway there. And I also want to give you my best picks for tomorrow. I'm going to give you 16 picks on Thursday. I'm about to talk with about this with Kelly in Vegas. I'm going to give you 16 picks tomorrow. I'm trying to make everybody rich. Here are the Thursday picks that I like the most. Now, I gave out picks on all 16 games. I don't love them all evenly, as you can see by the logic that I laid out. But I do really like South Carolina plus the points against Oregon. I think the Gamecocks are going to win outright. They're being disrespected with that line, in my opinion. I also really like the over in Oakland, Kentucky. Over 162.5. Kentucky doesn't play defense. I think there'll be a lot of points scored in that game. I love Tennessee, notwithstanding the Rick Barnes troubles, tomorrow to cover the 21.5 against St. Peter's. And I also like Samford plus the points against Kansas. Those would be basically the four picks that I like the best for Thursday. I'll give you some picks for Friday as well. Appreciate all of you watching. Take command of your life. Don't allow other people to drag you down. Energy vampires, no. Rely on the hand at the end of your sleeve. Dominate and have fun. All right, I'm going to do the show now with Kelly in Vegas. Let me make sure I didn't screw up any facts. I had some facts checks going on here. Virginia Cavalier men basketball season. Double-digit wins every year since 1968. They have gone to the NCAA tournament 26 times, three Final Fours, one championship. They've been ranked in the AP poll 19 times in the preseason, 16 times in the final. And to me, this is no doubt a Tony Bennett should keep his job, not remotely difficult to try to figure out whether or not he deserves his job. All right. Love all of you. DBAP, unless you need to SBAP, don't be a pussy. You should be in control of your own happiness. That's my TED Talk. I'm going to do it my gambling show now with Kelly Stewart. See you guys Monday, except on the gambling show, which will be out a little bit later.